New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Da-da-da.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Hell yeah, welcome to your weekend K-Rock for your Klein Alley Show. Just after 8 o'clock on a Friday morning this hour, Johnny Lozano could score you a prize. We also have Sublime in San Diego, where you'll get to see Sublime and Slightly Stupid and many, many others at Petco Park, Field of Dreams. We get you in there. We'll determine who is the whitest chick currently listening to K-Rock with the help of the star of White Chicks. Which one of the Waynes is coming by?
Sean Waynes
will be in the studio a little bit later this morning.
By the way, anybody can be a white chick. Man or woman, any race.
You can all do white people things.
Very white thing to say.
It's going to be tough for...
We are all white ladies.
It's going to be tough for anyone to beat Allie, though, because as we learned yesterday, she is the whitest woman in the world, and this new campaign is really going nuts. I mean...
The only time she says yo... is when she's talking about fro-yo. Mm. Her favorite salsa is ketchup.
Too spicy.
Managers asked to speak to her.
Whoa.
She is the whitest woman in the world.
Una comida fiesta.
Yeah, that is the whitest woman in the world right there.
I tried to order a Happy Meal, and I ordered a party food.
That's right. Whitest woman in the world right there.
Trying to learn Spanish. Hey, I'm trying.
So we will get into that and more coming up this morning on K-Rock.
I don't tan, I beige.
If you need us, we are here for you. There's lots of ways to get involved in the show on the text line, on the GOAT line, on the live YouTube stream. Good morning, NetBangers, and everyone who is checking us out. We will get into all of that and much, much more coming up. First, some strokes to get you in the right mood for the weekend. Klein Alley Show in your ear holes on KROQ. Are you an eBayer? Yes or no, Alley? Do you like to take advantage of the eBay auctions?
Nope.
You don't do it?
No, because I always would end up spending more money than I initially wanted to spend.
It's all crap.
Yeah, and it's all crap.
A lot of it is crap, but sometimes you get caught up in the... And Jake has ripped off people on eBay before. Remember, he sold those fake Magic the Gathering cards or something like that?
He did?
He said he didn't know they were fake, or no, you did, Jake?
Jake, you knew you were ripping people off, right?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, you do.
Right.
Oh, what a dick move.
So that is...
What did it do was the box of shame.
That's karma, but I'm saying some people get caught up in the auction part of it more than the actual item they want. They just like the auction. But now eBay has been really focusing on these eBay lives.
Is this like what you did a couple months ago?
It's like probably the same rush your mom gets, Allie, on the what-what.
The whatnot.
Because it's just live.
Like, here's a shirt from Lululemon. It's a medium, and we have $6, $10, $12, right. and then it just goes up. And it's a bid that happens within 30 seconds,
speed
right?
Speed auction, sometimes even less. And these people are not great at being live, but they do have a lot of stuff
to give. So they're
you? They're like me, exactly.
Did you ever send the stuff that people...
No, I think I've been banned from the WhatsApp. But there's a box in the office. I got to put that stuff in the mail. To be honest, I lost...
It's too late, dude.
Dude, that was so long ago.
It was trash.
Someone bought it, it was put away.
Well, I got to...
In a trash can.
I wouldn't even know how to give it out. But I have been... I find myself strangely obsessed with what's happening here on the eBay Live. And they're selling everything from, like, you know, high-end, you know, $100,000 pieces of jewelry to crap like this.
I've got an 18 and then I have a 24. So when your 18-month-old grows out of 18, you're going to need a 24. That is four different outfits by Carter's. All four of those outfits going right now for $1.
$1. $1, and they can't get anyone to bid. It's $1 for four baby outfits. But
they're new, not used?
They appear to be new. And these guys are...
This is like the new QVC.
That's all it is. But it's 24 hours. There's always some crap being sold. And there's people that just have warehouses full of stuff. And they're just desperately trying to get rid of it. And they're saying, buy these baby clothes for $1. And then if no one bids on it, they just move on to the next thing.
Did you get it for Vanessa?
We tried to get it for Vanessa, but I realized that these people are so desperate for any interaction that they'll pretty much say anything, especially they love the comments. So here's another guy trying to sell a pair of socks on a different channel, And he gives Jake the Jake Shack in Burbank a shout out.
Going right now for a dollar.
Listen.
All going right now for a dollar.
All right, guys, final item. Kyle, you already know, bro. You already know, man.
God, I need a new pair of socks. I got holes in mine.
Every bid, I love you all.
The luggage
Jake
bun.
Shack in Burbank.
So this guy's saying, Jake Shack, the comment was, will you ship to the Jake Shack in Burbank? It's a great way for us to promote our show, and this guy's reading the comments.
The luggage
Jake
bun.
Shack in Burbank?
Hey, we ship everywhere.
$100
socks! So this guy will ship you $100 socks, Jake. This guy's selling a pair of socks for $100.
What?
Gallery department socks, and he will ship to the Jake Shack in Burbank.
Why would anybody pay $100 for a pair of socks?
Because gallery department, that's...
What the hell? Who cares?
That's...
Any department. Get out of here.
So that's the fun of these stupid auctions.
Gallery department? That leads me to believe that you own gallery department.
No, I don't own any
clothing.
Of that. I don't own any.
I'm on my feet and on my hands.
I see those stupid hats everywhere, and apparently those hats.
I had one of those hats. Yeah. I had like two of them.
Yeah, but those
are
were
they
fake.
Expensive.
Johnny got fake ones though.
Yeah, I got dupes though because I was like, I'm not spending $150 on a damn.
Yeah, most
hat.
Of those of hats are dupes because the real ones. I think that
the people who buy the real ones are dupes.
What? Well,
dupe, dumbass.
Here's a woman that gives Allie. If you're interested, here's a woman that gives my neck a shout out while trying to sell a shirt. Listen to this.
Hey,
that's
It's up!
Yo, it's up. Hey, Colt, I love you.
Oh, that's them getting rid of the $100 socks. And now we move on to this
auction.
Oh,
they're really praising Colt.
This is a different... Well, yeah, because some idiot bought $100 socks.
Colt, the dumbass of the day! Colt!
You are an idiot with your money. So here's this woman.
I Bonobos 3XL short live right now for a dollar shirt. Here we go. 3XL, 3XL long sleeve shirt by Bonobos 3XL. 3XL shirt, we're running now. 3XL. 3XL. I'm so sorry. I'm not sure if that will fit a size 18 neck. It is a button down, so you can button it however you would like.
So, shouting out the size 18 neck.
By the way, I can't believe she's not sure if a 3XL
will fit a size 18 neck.
How does that make you feel? Where she's just not sure.
Not great. But I do love all of the little mentions of the
3XL.
Show.
I'm so sorry. I'm not sure if that will fit a size 18 neck. It is a button down, so you can button it however you would like.
All right.
But we are selling it right now, and we are sold in out of here.
That's it. Just like that. $1. Someone just got a triple extra large button down shirt for $1.
You'd have to
be one Have you won any of the auctions?
No, I've won nothing.
Are you just in it for the fun?
I'm in it for the fun right now. I have not even...
Wow, so much fun.
I put in...
It sounds like
a teenage boy, though. I'm going to get him to say penis or something.
I tried. They won't say penis. I tried to get... Well, when the guy was auctioning off the baby clothes, I tried to get them to say something about for producer Vanessa, and the guy did say Vanessa a few times. We wouldn't say producer Vanessa. And then they move on, and then the problem...
Say penis.
Yeah, see? That's she's
great. Like when Peloton blew up and everyone was creating funny handles to shout out so that because the Peloton, people will do live shout outs without really reading the names. It was a great moment. Now they have like a filtration process.
Yeah.
But this is new.
This is new.
So it's the Wild West.
And eBay
this is the golden time.
Is promoting the hell out of it now. So if you want to get involved in any of these live auctions, you can get them to shout out anything for the show. It's very, very funny. It's a tool.
It's very funny to Klein.
It's very funny to me and me only.
Next up, we've got the girls.
All right, well, whatever. We don't have time for all that. It's
the
just
girls. I'll bid.
That was the...
Now we have some high-end prostitutes. All right, come on out, Chloe.
It really is at that level right now. So we'll take a quick break. When we get back in moments, Johnny doesn't know. Chance for you to win and get inside the brain of a real-life living idiot. That is next, 800-520-1067. K-Rock Klein Alley Show. Some people still heading over to the Sphere in Vegas to catch some No Doubt while you still can. Meanwhile, here at K-Rock right now, an opportunity to get inside of Johnny's brain. The man has no sleeves and no thoughts, and an opportunity for you to win your way. I don't know. We got tickets to something, I'm sure. It's Friday, so whatever we forgot to give you during the week, Vanessa will hook up one of you with something sweet. I don't know what it is just yet. You'll find out after you win, but it's time for Johnny Doesn't Know.
Johnny Doesn't Know.
And I was like, okay.
Oh, Johnny Doesn't Know.
I didn't know Vegas was like in Nevada for like a while.
Johnny doesn't know. Johnny doesn't know.
Gelato sounds like Jello.
Johnny doesn't know.
It like goes wiggles.
You know, we learned that one of the things that Johnny has a lot of trouble with, Allie, is whenever there's an abbreviation for something, and we speak about abbreviations like EOD, we need something EOD, and Johnny's very confused by EOD, as he called it.
Or
and he,
someone doesn't respond, they're O-O-O.
Right, and he's like, I don't know what that O-O-O means. He's like, I think they're having an orgasm. And we're like, no, they are out of office, dude. He's like, oh, I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah, like, Johnny, do you know what HR stands for?
Human resources.
Yeah, that one he knows because he's...
Oh, tripped me up the first time because I was like, what does that third O stand for?
Right. I got it.
Out of office, just, yeah, whatever.
So we've got a bunch of abbreviations here, and all you have to do is figure out, well, Johnny, no, these are pretty easy. Most people would know them, but Johnny always has trouble with these. So we say good morning to Sully for Johnny doesn't know. All you have to do is, you don't need the answer. You just need to know, will Johnny know the answer? It's a yes or no, easy for you. If you're right, Allie writes your name down. One of you wins, and here we go. Johnny, what does the R stand for in CPR? Will Johnny know this, yes or no?
CPR?
CPR. Will Johnny know what the R stands for in CPR?
Yeah, I'm going to say Johnny's definitely going to know that.
Okay. Johnny does claim that he has done CPR before, at least had to learn it, but will he know what the R stands for? I have AR I'm thinking about when I think of Johnny. Johnny, what does the R stand for in CPR?
What is that R, Klein?
I'm not going to say it out loud.
Tell us what word that R is.
Don't worry about it. We're all thinking the same.
Don't worry about it.
We're all thinking about the same R word when it comes to Johnny. But what does the R stand for in CPR? This guy says you will know.
Resuscitation.
Whoa, Johnny.
Good job, Johnny.
Yeah, I knew
it. Hold on, Sully. Very proud of himself, as you should be. Got it right. We move on to John. Simi Valley. It's Johnny doesn't know. Do you think Johnny will know? This one is not just one word, Allie, but it is the entire VIN. VIN, V-I-N, VIN. Oh. Will Johnny know what VIN stands for? Yes or no to John?
No.
Okay. Johnny, what is VIN?
Well, I can't tell you my VIN number. It's too long.
What is your VIN? No, start not, with the
no,
Z.
No, not what is your VIN. What does VIN, does VIN stand for?
Vehicle Identification Number.
Wow.
Johnny, look at you. I feel like you've been studying lately. It's weird because
you know what it is? I've been growing up.
You've been growing.
I started doing this when I was 24. I'm 28 now. I'm basically like my senior year of high school.
Wow.
At this
so
point.
You just know stuff now.
I just know it now. Wow. Thanks to you guys.
Peter in Orange. Johnny got that one right. So sadly, the guy that guessed is out. He did not get it right. He said you would not know. We say hi to Peter now. Hey, Peter, good morning. It's Johnny doesn't know. Sweet Dibbins to you, good sir. And here we go. Will Johnny know what EMS stands for? EMS. Yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
Okay. No is usually a safe bet, but Johnny has proven that he knows a lot about abbreviations now. EMS.
Emergency Medical Services.
Guy's a genius.
Wow.
Smoke him.
Guy's a genius.
Smoke him, baby.
It's funny because, Allie, I think about all these things in the back office that we talk about, and Johnny looks at us with that dumb face of, like, I don't know what you... It's like he thinks like we're speaking a completely different language.
And I kind of thought when he learned stuff, he forgot it immediately.
Usually,
so you're retaining things.
Questions ahead of time.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is that, Johnny, you usually get everything wrong.
Yeah.
But then now I feel like when you get confused, you actually look stuff up.
No, I mean, it's one of those things where it's kind of like, you got to know at this point.
Kathy, Apple Valley on K-Rock. Good morning. It's Johnny Doesn't Know. Apparently, Johnny does know a lot this week. But will Johnny know what the B stands for in FBI?
I think he will. He's been reading a lot of books lately, and he's doing really good. He did really good yesterday, so I have faith in him.
All right, Johnny, what does the B stand for in FBI?
Bureau.
What?
Federal Bureau Investigation.
Man, I really thought he was going to go with female body inspector. I was convinced.
No, they used to sell those shirts at Spencer's.
I know.
Used to see those.
And they still do sell them at Spencer's. Number one, it's the only thing keeping that Spencer's afloat are those female body inspector shirts and badges.
Isn't Spencer's great?
The best.
Yeah. Shout out Spencer's.
Are they still selling fake crap?
Allie, I went into a Spencer's last weekend at the Glendale Galleria. I didn't even know they still existed. I was as happy as
How
I was.
How has Spencer's survived?
It is incredible.
Because high schoolers still love going to that place. You get I don't know if you can say dildos on there, but you get dildos, you get
sex dice,
butt plugs, you get all that good stuff.
It's definitely gotten a lot more of that. Like
it's become sort of like a soft sex shop.
Yeah, the store was like a 50-50 now, where like the front of it is like, it's almost like a Hot Topic had sex with a, you know, like one of those
like
adult toy
shop.
Stores.
Yeah.
So, so one minute you're holding up like a squishy, and the next minute you're like, whoa, that is a giant dong.
Or just like gag gifts. Yeah. It's a great place for gag gifts.
Uncle Scott's going to come in right now and be like, great news, guys. We're going to have
Spencer's.
A new endorsement, new show hang at Spencer's.
Alex, we give you the final one. Johnny's probably had his best performance in a long time here. Johnny, what does PTO stand for? Will Johnny know PTO?
Yes. I say yes.
All right.
Bang, bang, bangers.
Will Johnny have a clean sweep in this round of Johnny Doesn't Know? PTO, he says you will know.
Paid time off.
Boom!
Yeah, Johnny's dropping his headphones.
Wow.
And walking out.
All right, Johnny
got it right. Allie's gotten every single one right. It's never happened before. It's unbelievable. Who is going to win now from everyone who got theirs right, including Alex and Kathy and Sully and Armand?
Let's go Sully Sullenberger.
Hey, Sully, congratulations. You're the big winner, and Johnny doesn't know. Not nearly as funny when he has the answers right, but hold on one second.
I'm so excited.
He's left the studio already, so he can't even hear your appreciation. He's back to answering the calls like the good Lord intended on KROQ. K-Rock, Klein, Alley Show. A lot of people on the GOAT line chiming in with what they had for dinner last night, a BF Thursday.
Yeah, we did Eggs Benedict with bacon and some super crispy home fries. Trying to figure out what we're going to do next week. Hopefully you guys will give some suggestions on the show tomorrow. BF Thursday.
You know, the best part about BF Thursday, which I didn't even think about when I came up with this great idea, Alley, was that you have leftovers for BF Thursday that instantly become Friday breakfast. And the last thing you want to think about is you're already on fumes toward the end of the week is having to figure out some sort of a breakfast scenario. So all of my leftover waffles from last night just became the kids' breakfast this morning.
Oh, perfect.
And it was, they were thrilled and I was thrilled.
Some of that stuff doesn't keep, though. I don't know if leftover Eggs Benedict would hit the same.
It doesn't keep for adults, but for kids, sure, what the hell,
the
why
meat
not?
And the waffles
and even
pancakes.
Allie, who was a very anti-BF Thursday, has now come around, and you celebrated last night.
Well, it wasn't necessarily last night. It's been the last couple of days that I've gotten involved in this, and I want your advice because I know you've dealt with this at home, and I've never been a person that has sugary cereals in the house, and my kid's not really into cereal anyway, and we don't really eat cereal that much, so I haven't really ever brought in anything beyond, like, Joe's O's.
What?
To be honest.
Your cereal is Joe's O's?
The honey ones, yeah. It's like Honey Nut Cheerios, but the Trader Joe's version.
Oh,
I don't, like I said, we
God.
Don't eat cereal. All right.
Her idea of heavy metal is Dave Matthews. She thinks the show Friends is a little too diverse.
Oh, come on.
She served three tours of duty at Old Navy. She is the whitest woman in the world.
Yo tengo tres gatos.
Yo tengo Jozos.
I
Honey
do.
Nut.
But I was at the grocery store the other day, and I don't know what possessed me to do this, but I bought a box of Lucky Charms. I was like, you know what? My kid has never tasted Lucky Charms, and they're amazing.
They are the best.
They're the best cereal.
The best. Yep.
They are, other than Fruit Loops and Captain Crunch, those are the top three.
Knowing Jake, he's probably going to say grape nuts.
Oh.
Fruity Pebbles, Cookie Crisp.
Fruity Pebbles is a strong contender, and I think that...
That would be my top five,
it's definitely up there, but there's something about them Lucky Charms, dude. And I didn't even get those as a kid ever, but I have made up for lost time as an adult.
You were in an anti-cereal household, right?
Anti-fun cereal.
Yeah.
My mom would nothing over 3 grams of sugar. Unless I, like, broke an arm, and then she would go up to 5 grams of sugar, and it sucked, because you can't get anything good for under 3 grams of sugar.
So
nothing.
I decided, you know what? I'm going to bring, and it was a king-size or family-size box.
Oh, boy.
So when I got home, I was like, Wesley, I have something delicious that I know you will like. You've never tasted them before. They're called Lucky Charms. And he doesn't even like trying new foods, but somehow kids know.
They know.
I need to throw all caution out the window and immediately try this.
Did he see the box?
He saw the box, and it's colorful and has rainbows and a leprechaun, so that sells him, of course. But he puts his hand in and immediately his eyes dilate.
Of course.
He takes the box away from me and goes over to the couch.
With the box. Well, you let him go right out of the box, hand in the box.
I said, well, hold on. What a gross fan.
You are really great as a gross-ass family.
Yeah, what are you teaching your kid?
Just grossness at all times.
Like, you know, when you stuck your hand in the cereal, you did it behind your parents' back.
Yeah, you didn't do it in front of their face.
Yeah, you didn't have your mom teaching you, hey, put your grubby old hand
in here. I said, try this. It's just the three of us.
Kids' hands are 90% snot and 2% boogers.
Yeah, you got to throw some feces in there, too.
Probably. I mean, they're gross. Kids' hands are just nonstop gross.
That increases the flavor of the marshmallow unicorns.
Into a fresh box of Lucky Charms? Oh, my God. I didn't let my kids touch the box from the outside.
Oh, my God. All right, whatever. I'm not a crazy germ family. So he goes over to the couch. I said, hold on a minute, because that's all he wants to eat. And I said, let's put a little bit in a bowl. And, you know, I'm starting to ration it already. Over the past 2 days, this has torn apart our household. There has been so much focus about how many times we've gone into the box, and it's all of us. It's not just Wesley.
Right.
It's as soon as you put the box away, within an hour, it's back on the counter. It's open. It's not being closed properly. It's you ate all the marshmallows. I want another bowl, not another bowl before dinner. Why do I have to wait for after dinner? Then in the middle of the night, I see traces, evidence of Lucky Charms being consumed throughout the night.
Of course, they're magically delicious.
And now I just don't know what to do because I'm going, this was a big mistake. I feel like I've brought this complicated cereal now into the house and can I go back?
No, you can't.
Because
there's
now
no return.
As soon as he gets home, he's like, where are the Lucky Charms?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the equivalent of kid crack.
I can't hide them because then one of us takes it out of hiding.
Allie, I did this move years ago. Right?
I'm doing a handful here, handful there.
I bought a box and I said to my kids, if you are well-behaved all week long at school, then on Saturday you can wake up and have a bowl of Lucky Charms. The box never made it to Saturday. It was always long gone before then.
And this is the family size. It's almost gone.
And I'm mostly responsible for that. I can't even stop myself.
We can't control ourselves. None of us. Any age. It's all equal opportunity. You know, indulgence.
I went to take my dog out in the middle of the night one time, like 3 a.m. My dog had to go outside, and I took him outside, and then I saw the pantry from across the door, and I go, I think there's Lucky Charms in there. I went over there and had a handful myself, and then went back to bed.
Yes,
it's just that's why they call it magically delicious, because they can't say more addictive than crack on the box, but that's what it is. They are great.
So I can't, is this...
That's Frosted Flakes.
You can't...
I can't go back, because now I can't even take him to the grocery store, because I don't want him to see the Lucky Charms at all. I want him to eventually forget about them.
He won't eat anything else now. He's going to probably go on one of those hunger strikes and demand his Lucky Charms.
Well, I think he was doing that last night because he wouldn't eat his dinner. I think he was holding out for the Lucky Charms.
Of course. Why would he not? And Katie, your wife's into them too now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're all eating them. We're all eating them behind each other's backs and lying to each other about it.
My wife went through a box one time. No joke. Every marshmallow. The box felt full.
See, that's the, I think, the other
every
point of contention is everyone's mad about the marshmallow ratio.
She went through, and I had a box. I opened it up. I poured it. I go, that's weird. Not one marshmallow made in the bowl. Then I go through the box. There's no marshmallows left. I said, does anyone know what happened to all the marshmallows? And she goes, I think I picked a few out. Every single goddamn marshmallow is out of that box.
And you're mad.
Of course.
Yes, it's ridiculous, because who wants just a bowl of the cereal without the marshmallows in it?
It's you need both, by the way.
It's funny. Yeah, you do need both. You can't just have all marshmallows.
Because I have on my desk. Vanessa, bring that in here. Someone sent, the people know about my love of Lucky Charms. Someone sent a bunch of these bags here, Allie. I take one of these home. This will blow your kid's mind.
It's funny how our standard, our health standards have completely dropped. He did pretty good today because he ate some of the cereal and not just the marshmallows.
Yeah, not just the marshmallows.
So it was healthy.
But this is the just Oops All Marshmallows, limited edition. This is the...
Let me see those.
This is all just marshmallows. That's it. I've polished off a few of those. There's something about those.
Just magical marshmallows.
That's
and jumbo rainbows inside. And these unicorns, those are the jam
want.
Right there.
Yeah, yeah. My kids have gotten into fist fights over this before.
God.
Bowls have
How
been thrown.
How many house wars has this started?
Probably most, I would imagine. I don't know if that was responsible for that stabbing incident that happened yesterday in Tarzana, but it may have been. I mean, they haven't ruled it out yet.
This is perhaps the most polarizing food in any house.
I don't know if...
So what are you going to do?
I don't know, man.
I have an answer for you.
When the box is done, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to buy them again.
I know. I think you need to put a little mousetraps inside the box.
Oh, yeah. Snappy, snappy.
Snappy, snappy. I'm not going to go backy.
Guys, I don't think that's going to stop them.
Or you could do...
or
you could do that... there's that crappier version that's like the generic store knockoff that's called like Happy Gizmos or whatever that's got a wizard on the thing, but it's like it's their knockoff. It's the cheaper brand of Lucky Charms, which I'm shocked you didn't start with.
Oh.
Can't believe you went right to the brand name.
Well, that's just because what I remember.
Of course. There's nothing better. Listen.
And it was like $6 for a box of cereal.
Yeah, well...
it's going to bankrupt me, too.
I think there's a great moment in any person's life when they first discover Lucky Charms. That was my dessert for last BF Thursday. I had a big bowl of that. Like, I had a bowl of that in a giant, like, pasta bowl. Like a salad
bowl. We haven't
even
introduced milk into the equation. We haven't needed to yet.
Well, you should introduce milk into the equation.
Oh, you're, people likes it without the milk.
Of course, but... You're talking about you're celebrating the victory that he eats the little cereal pieces as healthy. Why don't you put some goddamn milk in there and actually give him something healthy for a
give
change?
Give him a little calcium.
We got to take a break, but the fighting will continue here.
Can I open those?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a sealed bag.
Yeah, the other thing that I like is that they've added a little tag at the grocery store that says gluten-free.
Yeah, right. It makes you feel all healthy.
Make sure that it's really
it's kind of like we're eating salad for dinner, kids.
Yeah.
Gather around. Lucky Charms creating more family drama than anything else. Back after this quick break. And your spot on that standby boarding list. If you would like to go see Foo Fighters in Nashville, you have a chance coming up. Hey, this weekend is Pride in WeHo, I guess. And Vanessa will be back out there trying to find if she can be a home run 2 years in a row, Allie. We were listening to some of this stuff from last year. I mean, if you remember last year when Vanessa went to Pride, that's where we got okay, Lexus. We got What's a Succulent. We got Gay. We got all of these different wonderful sayings that now we've played over and over again. And we actually were going through some of this audio from a year ago. Some of this stuff we've actually never heard before because, you know, we listened.
There's too much cursing in it.
Too much swearing. Here's just a clip from last year. Vanessa in the streets a year ago.
Okay. What type of car do you currently drive?
What type of what?
Car do you currently drive?
I do Tesla Model X.
A Tesla? Okay, fancy boy.
So we have apparently her saying lots of different okay, fancy boys. And if you recall... a lot of this was just people not being able to understand Vanessa. She was trying to ask them questions.
Hello, what is your name?
Jonathan.
Okay.
Why does she have to scream everything?
I don't know.
This is the best. So
it's great. Vanessa, keep doing this.
This is never before heard audio from a year ago, but she's going to try to go back this weekend.
Hello, what is your name?
Jonathan.
Okay. What is this?
Succulent.
Succulent.
I have no idea.
Okay. Are you gay or nay?
Gay.
Okay, thank you.
So this is Vanessa. She'll be back for a round two of gay or nay in the streets of West Hollywood this weekend. Some of the finest, I mean, that's where we got all these clips.
Gross. Bye, Chipotle.
All right, that was that. I mean, Allie, all of these great clips we've been playing over and over again. We're going to see if glory can happen again at the old glory hole in West Hollywood.
I love that she pronounced succulent the same way every single time.
Succulent.
Then eventually said that word.
That word right there. I mean, it's just the greatest.
Hello, handsome guy. What is your name?
My name is Luis Lord.
Okay, Luis. What is the word for Broadway plays called?
What is the word for Broadway?
I need a different way to flirt because that's me flirting.
Why are you flirting with all these gay guys? It's not going to work for
you. People.
Yeah. Does Vanessa dress up for this? Maybe we need video this year.
No.
Yeah, where are the Meta glasses
You're
this year?
You're only getting my voice.
No.
Okay, Tony. What's their name?
Whoa.
Hold on. F***ing amazing, okay?
Yeah, what a weekend. That's all. Imagine what's going to happen this year. She's going to get twice as drunk. She made a promise. So.
Grab your Adderall. Nice. It's time for ADD News.
Game 2 of the NBA Finals is tonight. The Knicks were able to win Game 1 even without home court advantage. But there are two people who we know will not be there because they've been banned for life. Takes a lot to be banned for life. Two guys have been banned. One of them ran onto the court during Game 1 and took a non-consensual selfie with one of the players on the Spurs. They had to stop the game to get this guy off the court. They stopped down for just under 2 minutes. They had to get the guy out of the arena. They also banned his friend who helped him get on the court, his accomplice, if you will. And that bans you from all NBA arenas for the rest of your life. And these guys look youngish, you know. I mean, that's a long time to know that 40 years from now, you still can't go to one NBA game just because you got a selfie.
Yeah. All of them.
You got to put a fake mustache. Yeah. You can make your way through the system. I mean, facial recognition's gotten better now. But I'm sure the guy will still go back to games again.
How soon after do you think he would go back?
Probably could go back to the game tonight.
No way.
I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, Mario mustache.
Yeah, there's so many people there. He just put on a disguise.
It's really Mario.
Paint your face.
There was some written on his shirt. Do we know why they did it? For like a promotional type of thing?
Yeah.
Self-promotion, of course.
Promotion or a company probably said, we'll pay for your seats for the game, but you've got to go out there and get on the court. Or maybe there was one of those bets you could make where like they do every year to this.
By the way, he was out there for a bit. It was crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot less, quote, streaking or rushing the floor in NBA games than there are. It seems to happen a lot more in football. There's a lot more field to run on.
I wonder if there's going to be streaking and stuff for the World Cup.
Oh, I would imagine.
It's a long streak.
Absolutely.
Big field.
100%. I'll take that bet right now. There will be.
And I hope that they wear the Meta glasses because then you can really get a good view of what the tackling is like from their perspective.
Most of these people, they get a fine. They go to jail for a couple of hours and then they're out and then they have a funny story to tell.
So you think the stakes are too low?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you think the stakes should be then?
I like it. I think it doesn't bother me. If it starts to get to a point where now you get 9 people doing it per game, it really slows things down. But, I think if you get caught streaking in a game, you get publicly executed in front of the crowd.
See, okay. That makes sense. By the cheerleaders?
Like old school, Roman gladiator style.
I just hate the fake streakers, the ones that put flesh-colored, clothing on.
Yeah, see.
And it's like, what? Come
this
on.
This is stupid because it's just, I'm getting a selfie. It's boring. If you're going to interrupt the game and rush onto the court, do something interesting at least for people.
I agree.
Do something funny.
Right, or full dong out. I mean, I'm not that.
Don't just be like, selfie.
Right, and more attractive female streakers. That's unfortunately doesn't seem to be a thing that happens. It should, but it just seems to be like fat guys with tiny dongs that do it. But regardless, still
but
funny.
Hilarious. We have yet another rattlesnake encounter in Southern California. This time it doesn't involve a hiking trail. This was on a residential street, and it also involves a child, a 9-year-old boy who was bringing the cans in for his parents. Very good child, doing his chores right in the street. This was in Diamond Bar, and thankfully the kid is okay. He ran to his dad and told him about the snake.
Yeah, snake! Snake!
Oh my gosh, Jackson, get back up, back up, back up.
Good advice, back up. It's the latest rattlesnake sighting in Southern California. This 9-year-old boy in Diamond Bar was helping his dad take the trash cans in from the curb when he spotted the snake just about 2 feet away. Mm. The boy's father tells us he called his neighbor over to secure the snake with one of those grabbers and...
You borrow a grabber.
Yep. Neighbor.
From somebody. The neighbor had a grabber. You don't have one of those things. You don't want to buy it for just one encounter.
Comes across like a real pussy. He's got to get his neighbor over there. In front of your son now? Your son knows you couldn't handle that snake yourself?
All he does is tell you to back up.
Take it to the canyon behind their home. He believes the snake was a Southern Pacific rattlesnake about 4 feet long.
But it's troubling because a lot of the rattlesnake encounters that we've been hearing about are on hiking trails. So the fact that this one's just chilling on a residential street, that freaks me out.
Their backyard's a canyon.
Yeah, I know, but they would normally stay in the brush, in the wild. Why would they come to
this
a regular street?
So they can warm up, so they can move.
What Jake said. Stay on the trail, you'll be fine. Stay on the trail, you'll be fine. This is not on a trail.
Okay, fine, and you see it. It's right there on the street. He saw it. He backed up. He's fine.
Should the kid have jumped in the trash can, Jake, and gone by your strategy?
Those are dumpsters, and that's for bears.
Only for bears. So if you see a rattlesnake, do not jump in a trash can.
I hope bears and rattlesnakes tear Jake apart.
Oh, man, that'd be so great.
What if you could fly from L.A. to New York in under 3 hours? I know they are still trying to figure out how to get us to San Francisco in under 3 hours, but let's see if this project happens first. A high-speed aircraft is being developed. And this is not some weird new startup. This is being developed by NASA. So a futuristic jet that is designed to fly faster than the speed of sound while dramatically reducing the noise that has plagued supersonic aircrafts for decades. Because, you know, you go to those air shows and, yeah, they're going super fast, but it's also really, really loud and you're being trained to go that fast.
I know this is going to sound like I don't care, but 3 hours doesn't impress me as much as it should, because sometimes I can get...
Three hours across the whole country?
You can get there. If you get the right tailwinds and not a lot of chop on takeoff, you can get across the country in 4 hours. Sometimes
no way. It's 6 hours to New York.
No, back at 6 hours because you got the headwinds. There, you could do that in four... sometimes they say total flight time. I've had the captain hop on 4 hours, 20 minutes while you're on the ground.
No way.
So 3 hours doesn't feel like it's doing that much. I'm telling you, Allie.
Then you can take regular flight there, jet on the way back.
Well, the jet on the way back would be nice. That return flight sucks. They always add like an extra hour plus to that. But it doesn't... I feel like they're spending all this time to work on a three-hour... Give me my one-hour cross-country flight. Where's that?
Well, the other thing is, imagine how many other places you can go. You could probably get to Hawaii in an hour.
Right. Well, that's where things start to get cool.
You know, because they said they're closing in on a major breakthrough for this.
Yeah, but now we're all wasting our time here. What people need to be focusing in on is a transportation device like a teleportation.
That's right.
The teleportation, that's where the money is.
Oh, my God. How much would you pay if you could just teleport?
Whatever they want. It's
everything. It'd be amazing. Yeah,
everything I have.
Everything.
I got my legs rearranged to the teleporter.
I have no bags because I have no money, but I'm there.
It's fine. You're in Hawaii, so what's it matter? New hour starts now. The first thing we do is get you on this list. We only have limited spots left, so hopefully you're on the phone now at 800-520-1067. Call 20.